The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication. Podcast publishing made easy. Libsyn.com. That's Libsyn.com.
You're listening to Yippee-ki-yay, Western Old Time Radio.
Welcome to the Diamond K Ranch, folks. This is Ken Maynard in Tarzan. Inviting you to join us here in the tack room while I spin a few yarns. You know, there's something I'd like to say to you young buckaroos. When I was herding cattle way out there in Texas, as they say, my dad said, "Son, learn to take mighty good care of your horse. You'll find he's the best friend you've got while you're riding the rocky, dusty cattle trails. And learn the right way to build a campfire when the wind and rains come up. But before you leave, be sure the fire's out. And don't kill the wild game in the forest unless you're hungry. Always carry a rope. And learn how to use it. It might come in very handy. And let me tell you, young buckaroos, living a good, clean life like cowboys is something for you to strive for. Lots of fresh air and sunshine. Plenty of sleep and good, wholesome food. Rope them all and put your brand on them for a happier, healthier life." Well, say, speaking of ropes, kind of brings to mind a little story about a cowboy I knew down in Texas. His name was Red Ingle. Might not be whole lot of truth in this yarn. And again, there might. Of course, you'll have to sort of be the judge yourself. Before we get started, here's a friend of mine that's going to tell you nothing but the truth.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure, stories of circus life, fascinating tales of the Old West, where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, Ken has a whopping big Western tale to tell you today, so while you're getting all settled, because you won't want to miss a word of this story, I'd like to tell you how Ken Maynard can say hello to you personally. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Just imagine hearing Ken's voice say,
"Hello, Roger. Hello, Dorothy."
Or whatever your name is. Well, that's exactly what happens when you order a Diamond K record album of Ken Maynard's stories. He'll personalize them, tell a story especially for you, and call you by name right on the record. And wait till you see the album. It's in full color with a picture of Ken and Tarzan on the front. And inside are two complete Wild West tales that you can play on your phonograph any time you want. And the first thing you'll hear is Ken Maynard saying,
"Hello, George. Johnny. Bill?"
Yes, sir. And the Diamond K record album is personalized. And say, the records have pictures on them, too, like I said, of Ken and Tarzan, and they're unbreakable. Here's how you can get a Diamond K record album for your very own. Just send your name and address and say, "Record album," and send it to Ken Maynard in care of this station and enclose a $1 bill. Can you imagine just $1 for this rootin' tootin' Western album of records? There's standard 78 RPM speed to play on the regular kind of phonograph that everybody knows about. Just send your name and address and say, "Record album." Send it to Ken Maynard in care of this station and enclose a $1 bill. Now, here's Ken with today's exciting story. Say, tell Mom and Dad. They'll enjoy it, too.
Well, sir, Red Ingle used to ride herd for the Kincaid Ranch just outside of Amarillo, Texas. Old man Kincaid had the biggest herd of cattle in that part of the country. I rode for him one year during the fall roundup. That's how I happened to meet up with Red and Texas Slim and Johnny Howard, finest bunch of cowboys that ever rode the range. Years later, I had the fun of riding with them in the big rodeos back east. Slim got to be one of the top bronc riders, and Red was mighty handy with the rope. Well, one evening on the Kincaid Ranch, we were sitting around the campfire after a hard day's riding. We all pulled into camp kind of early that day. We'd been out since before daylight. The cook had supper about ready. The sun had gone down, but it was still light. You know, that's about the nicest time of the day. You just sit around the fire and swap yarns, and I'll tell you, you hear some mighty good ones. Red was a natural-born storyteller, but before he started, he'd always say to me, "How about playing me my favorite piece on the fiddle, Ken?" Yeah, I had my fiddle with me, all right. You see, my dad also told me before I left home, says, "Son, riding the range is a mighty lonesome life. It's good to have music when you're sitting around in the evening. Cheers you up when you're blue and relaxes you when you're tired." So my dad went in the house, got the old fiddle and tied it on the saddle, and then waved goodbye to me as I started down the road. See, this was my first real trip away from home. The time he gave me that fiddle, I felt pretty proud, all decked out like a real cowboy. I was on my way to make a fortune. I wasn't much of a fiddler, but Red wouldn't give me any rest till I played him that little old tune he always liked. Went something like this. The Fiddling Cowboy, that's what Red always called me. Well, sir, we were sitting around the camp, still waiting for supper, when a flock of buzzards circled the sky. Texas Slim reached for his gun and took careful aim. But before he could fire, Red jumped to his feet and shouted, "Don't shoot them birds." Slim looked at Red in amazement. "Birds," he said. Red stood looking up toward the sky, and then he spoke. "Why, they're man's best friend. They saved my life one time." That was more than Slim could stand. He put his gun down in disgust and mumbled, "Man's best friend. Why, Red's crazy." Well, I kind of thought the same as Slim, but Red didn't give him much chance to think. He started right out talking, and it was quite a story. It seemed that Red was riding range one day. He said it was in the spring of the year when everything was all pretty and green. He'd been looking for cattle somewhere near the Twin Forks, but he hadn't had any luck. So he figured he'd start back for the ranch, which was about 10 miles or so away. He was galloping along at a nice gait without any care in the world, enjoying the warm spring sunshine, when all of a sudden the ground opened up and horse and rider disappeared. When Red came to and got his bearings, he found he was down in the bottom of an old well, kind of bottled in, so to speak. His hand reached out to see if his horse was still moving, but the poor critter had broken his neck and there was nothing Red could do for him. Red told himself there was no use getting panicky. Might just as well sit down there and figure out something. But what? That was the problem. Wouldn't do any good to yell. No one could hear him. And it might be weeks before anybody rode out that way. And even if he did, who would bother to look at an old dried-up well? He was in quite a fix, and he knew it. Well, sir, a couple of hours passed when Red began to get really worried. He tried every way he knew to climb the side. He schemed and planned, but nothing had worked. Till he finally gave up, tired and scared. He wondered how long a man could live without water and food. It was getting kind of stuffy down there and hard to breathe. He looked up to the sky that seemed a million miles away and wondered how long it would be before it got dark. Then he saw them, a whole flock of buzzards circling the well. That did it. He knew this was the end, and if he had anything to be sorry for, he'd better start making his peace right now. Now, folks, I'm going to give the story a rest for 1 minute while I calm myself down. You know, I get all excited just thinking about this adventure. Now, speaking of spinning, which I actually wasn't, do you know how many miles of thread go into the spinning of a K-shirt? Well, neither do I. And really, who cares as long as a shirt looks good, feels good, and wears a heck of a long time? That's the way I feel about my K-shirts. I wear one every day as regular as clockwork, because it's so easy to slip into. No buttons or zippers or anything. Just pull them on and you're ready for work or play. Now, the K-shirt's a cotton, like a T-shirt, just about the same color as desert sand, with a big red Diamond K brand blazing across the front. And, of course, Tarzan and me got our pictures there, too. Well, there's the K-shirt story. If you want to join the Diamond K Cowboys, we're wearing one. Just send me your name and address. Tell me you want a K-shirt in sizes 2, 4, 6... 8, 10, or 12. Your mom will know what's the right size and send it to me in care of this station. Be sure to enclose just $1 bill for the fellow that makes the K-shirts, so you'll sew up one for you. Well, now let's get back to poor old Red and his predicament in the bottom of the well. One by one, the buzzards started swooping down to take a good look at him. Each time, they'd come a little closer. Red thought to himself, what's the matter? Can't they wait till it's time? Or is it my red hair that fascinates them? As he sat down there, watching the buzzards swoop to within a foot or two of his head, a fantastic idea occurred to him. Well, anyway, it was worth a try. He untied his rope from the saddle and fixed a small loop. The more he thought about it, the more excited he got. Yes, sir, it might work at that. Then he braced himself for a try. As the first buzzard dived into the well above him, Red held the loop ready. He knew if he missed, he'd never have another chance, so this had to be good. Quickly, his arm shot out. His aim was good. Quickly, he cut the strings from his saddle and tied the buzzard to the rope, then waited for the next one. One by one, they circled and dived, and each time he was ready for them. Well, sir, when he had a flock of them fastened to his rope, he decided to give it a try. He held tight to the rope and gave a little jump to help the buzzards take off. It worked. He felt himself being lifted right out of the well. Of course, then, something happened he hadn't quite figured on. They kept right on flying. And there was Red, hanging on for dear life and floating through the air with the greatest of ease. He couldn't let it go now, so he just hung on. He looked down at the valley below. The trees and rocks and bushes were getting smaller all the time. And there was Red, yelling at the top of his voice and popping and spinning like the tail of a kite. He knew he had to do something. He couldn't decide which was the worst, trapped down in the well or dangling up there in the sky. He looked down again, and there it was, a dark speck in a patch of green, the Kincaid Ranch. He'd soon be flying over that in his 12-motor job, and he'd better think of something quick. He'd got himself into this predicament, and he had to get himself out. It was a cinch nobody could help him, least of all the buzzards. In fact, they seemed to be enjoying themselves so much they might go on joyriding forever. Then the idea came to him, of course. Why, it was the simplest thing in the world. Slowly he pulled himself up the rope, hand over hand, every inch of struggle and every movement, life and death. Then one by one he cut the buzzards loose, and each one he released circled and flew into the distance. He started his slow, graceful descent. And there in the driveway, a few yards from the Kincaid Ranch House, Red Engel and the last couple of buzzards made a 3-point landing. Well, when Red finished the story, Slim got to his feet. There was no mistaking the wild look in his eyes as he started for Red. And you know, I reckon anything might have happened if Red hadn't said, just a minute now, Slim. That's not all. No, sir, that's not all. Would you believe it? I got to the ranch just in time for supper. Well, there you have Red Engel's miracle, folks. And Red swears it's a true story, and that it happened just the way he said. I don't know, it could be. But like I said before, you'll have to start a judge for yourself.
Isn't that an amazing story? Ken's had so many exciting adventures himself, he just never runs out of adventurous stories. Of course, he has his favorites, and two of them are the ones he tells on his Diamond K Western record album. They're full of action and suspense, wonderful stories you'll want to hear again and again. And you can hear them any time you want when you have this Ken Maynard record album for your very own. Now, don't forget, you can't buy these records in any store. The only way you can get one is to send your name and address to Ken Maynard in care of this station. Say, record album, and enclose a $1 bill. That's a mighty little price for all the fun you'll have with this album of Western stories, and it will be personalized with Ken saying hello to you and calling you by name right on the record. So don't wait any longer. If you haven't already sent in, or if you want another album for a gift, send your name and address and the name of the person the gift is for, if it's for someone else, and mail it to Ken Maynard in care of this station with just a $1 bill. And remember, they are Vinylite records, and they're unbreakable. Now, here's Ken to tell you about his next story.
Well, it's closing time again, folks. This is Ken Maynard and Tarzan. In the door of the Diamond K Ranch tack room, till next time we meet, when I'll tell you the mysterious story of Thunder Valley. In the meantime, be sure to get them $1 bills in the mail, one for the K shirt and one for the Diamond K record album, for some real Western fun.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Tales from the Diamond K was transcribed and produced in Hollywood.